Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community, that's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild dove, Luyu, and Nature and Passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Wednesday at 1 p.m., join us for Keeping It Brief. And Wednesday night at 10, come on back for The Art of Seduction. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft, Our Song, Art, and Richard and Neutron, and Double Helix with Aphasia and Index. Friday, come fill my eyes with open poetry. Saturday split between Grey Ice Howling at the Moon in the Canadian Wilds, bringing you Bad Company, and exploring Exphasia with Captain B2 and Dan. If you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then please check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Tuesday through Sunday mornings. Come take a walk on the wild side Tuesday. Join Jeremy as he brings you the Headliner's Ball on Thursday. Break on through with Pam on Friday. Saturday, join Aphasiana and Babbler as they teach you the fine art of being part sinner, part saint. And every other Sunday, join Robert as he brings you the Solace of Shadows. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call in to get your poems and hang for the fun. Good evening, Jean.
Well, hello there, Rex. And how are you tonight?
I'm just fine. How about you?
No sense complaining. No sense complaining. I saved that for off the air, as you all well know. Sorry about that audio. It sounded wonderful until I converted it, I guess. And then I kind of went
down the hand. Yeah, it did sound great when I picked it.
Yeah, it was excellent audio. YouTube.
Yeah, that was Thurston and Zaretskaya. They're out of Kiev, and they do a lot of covers. And this was one piece that I found that was really good. So I thought, why not open it up with that one?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm listening to them going, God, is that staticky or is it my imagination? I say, wow, even my ears can't be that bad. Although there are days where I think they are. But yeah, I was a little disappointed. I really was. And just so you know, I've picked Pam up. She is on the line with us. And hello, Pam.
Hello, Jean. Hello, Rex. Aren't we just always impressed with Jean's superhuman strength? The way she can always pick me up.
Oh.
That's right. I think you have a little time.
Looks like a great lineup of poetry.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fun.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm glad we could all come together for this show. Just saying.
Just playing around.
Corny joke, but it works. Oh, my goodness. So, let's see. What are you going to tell us about this song, Rex? Let's get this show on the road. Tell us all about it.
All right. Do you remember the bed-ins from back in the day that John and Yoko were co-mingled in? They did it across the world.
Kind of, sort of, not really.
Well, anyway, in 69, they were in Montreal doing one of their bed-ins, and a lot of big names across North America came up to see them. One of them was Mr. Timothy Leary. And he asked John to write him a campaign song. He already had the campaign slogan put together. It was called Come Together, Join the Party. So John agreed, and he gave him some lyrics for the song a few weeks later, but they never talked again after that. So the song, whatever he had given Leary, never made it out. But then again, that thought, Come Together, stuck with him. Later on in 69, they were in the studio to record Abbey Road, which is where Come Together is featured. And it's a little take off of Chuck Berry's 1956 single, You Can't Catch Me, because he had some of the lyrics he took. Here comes the flat top, it was moving up with me. Here comes the old flat top, he's grooving up slowly. He eventually got sued for it, but not a big deal. And the rest of the song was changed. It was a very upbeat song from Chuck Berry. Paul recognized it, so he had told John, let's slow it down a bit. And during the making of the song, it was kind of bluesy, but John wanted some swampy, smoky flavor into it. So Paul added a piano, a little bit of funky piano, and some bass riffs that helped offset the song from the original. But it was only that one line, because the song itself from Chuck Berry was about a car. So this walks a very different angle, and it shows John's imaginative and playful if not nuanced, thought when it comes to verbiage in writing a song. Well, anyway, well, that's about it on that one. And it's been done by a ton of people. You heard Serge and Jaskaya, Aerosmith, Godsmack, Bush, then Johnson, First 11, tons of bands have put out their various thoughts to this song itself and how it's to be played.
Nice. Yes. It sure has been done by a lot of people, and I did not realize how many. But, you know, I've heard it, like, so much through the years. I couldn't tell you by who, when, how, you know.
Oh.
But
even Michael Jackson did a tape.
Did he? Wow.
Michael Jackson, Joe Cocker.
Wow. Amazing. It's amazing. Yep, good stuff just keeps on rolling. That's where that is.
Yes, it is.
Excuse me. Gosh. Okay. Well, now that we've been edumacated, and I did say edumacated, I think that I am going to put up the first piece. And Rex, whenever you want me to drop one of those others in, I will be glad to put the audience in. I'm just going to follow your lead on that. That works. So I'm going to put for you, Rex, by Damn It Dave. I think that's what I'm putting up. That was a minute ago. Yes, it is. It's Damn It Dave. If you would be so kind as to give it to me and kick us off.
The Mendicant's Tale by Damn It Dave. He walks the street both day and night and sleeps beneath a dim street light. Upon a bench, he stakes his claim, and no one ever asks his name. His shopping cart is full of junk. He is a bum, but not a drunk. He waves at everyone he'll see, and he's contented just to be. The cafe owner feeds him meals and sometimes asks him how he feels. Consignment shop has clothed him well. He's grimy, but he doesn't smell. He walks about his aches and pains and sleeps in storefronts when it rains. He doesn't beg, but people give. He jokes, it's how the wealthy live. In life, he's taken many licks, but hope's still somewhere in the mix. Don't call him poor, because his decree is, I'm not destitute, I'm free. All right, Pam, what you got?
All right. Well, first of all, great read there, Rex. As always, you know, Dave is just a wonderful rhyming poet. I thought this was a great take on the prompt. And I know he put in his AN, my take on the prompt is people coming together to help a homeless man. And there's definitely that idea there. But I also thought it was nicely layered, like with the idea that, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. You know, the idea that if somebody's homeless, doesn't mean they're going to be a certain way. And some people don't want a fancy lifestyle. I really like the line. He talks about his aches and pains and sleeps in storefronts when it rains. He doesn't beg, but people give. He jokes, it's how the wealthy live. And then the stanza after that, especially the closing line, don't call him poor because his decree is I'm not destitute, I'm free. So, you know, there's this real sense of somebody who realizes despite their life circumstances that there are blessings that they have. So excellent write and very well done.
Nice, said Pam. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, how about you?
Well, yeah, I have to kind of echo what Pam said. You know, I thought it was a wonderful take on the prompt, and I read the AN as well. I enjoyed his perspective on the piece, you know, coming together to help the homeless man. And he pulled that off very well throughout. His rhyme and meter, as always, you know, you can't – I feel stupid saying it all the time, but it is wonderful. You know, I love his descriptions as he went through the imagery. He really did paint a picture of this homeless man as he went along. But, excuse me. In life, he's taken many licks, but hope's still somewhere in the mix. Don't call him poor, it's just the city, because I'm not destitute, I'm free. And, you know, I like the way he closed that out, because, you know, there's nothing wrong with feeling that way. You know, I mean, really, somehow that person, that homeless person in this poem feels okay. He feels okay. You know, I guess because everyone is giving him a hand and keeping him afloat. And I thought it was wonderful. So great job, David. Thanks for sharing this with us.
Absolutely. And, yes, this does kind of hit him because he went with the full-on motif of the title itself, Come Together, and this is offering out that angle of those coming together around who wouldn't normally maybe dig into, but it kind of hits on the neighborhood itself. I like the thought he named it the Mendicant's Tale, a beggar's tale, so to speak, because it gives it that kind of because of the thought here, it kind of walks on that notion of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales and the stories that unfold within that book itself. So it walks along that line as well. So, nicely done, Dave. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, Miss Pam.
Yes.
By our very own Betty Page. And this is called The Coca-Cola Carnival by Betty Page.
So okie dokie. All right. Ride your carnival, shaking up Coca-Cola, bubbly as champagne, addicted to you, so sweet as cotton candy, 420 puffed clouds. I'm feeling you so high, riding your roller coasters, spins me round for rounds, indulge, deviance, sucks on rainbow, but lollipops, twirling, twisting tongues. Sipping up bubbly, shooting your Coca-Cola, tastes like pure cocaine. Cherry funnel cakes dripping all over me, sweet, painting with whipped cream. Indulge in my cake, drink tea with laced sugar cubes, kaleidoscope fun, and poem.
Great read, man. Thank you very much. And she went with, he shoot Coca-Cola, he say, I know you, you know me. One thing I could tell you is you got to be free, come together right now over me as her journey into this one. And Jean, let's start with you.
Well, you know, Betty always takes something and makes it her own, I got to say. You know, I'm looking at this and going, okay. Not exactly sure where I want to begin, but she definitely, it's a wonderful goes of the song. And I said, well, you know, cherry funnel cakes dripping all over me, sweet, painting with whipped cream, indulge in my cake, drink tea, and laced sugar cubes, kaleidoscope fun. You know, it sounds like a hell of a party. That's what I'm going to say. Great job, Betty, and thank you so much for sharing. Yep.
All right, Pam, since you got to read it, what about you?
Yeah, it was a fun one to read. I like her 575 lines, her imagery. This was really quite a delicious write with all kinds of different ways to, you know, have fun and get high. I really like Addicted to You, So Sweet, It's Cotton Candy, 420 Puffed Clouds. I thought the reference to 420 was clever and fun. I also like where she brings in cherry funnel cakes dripping all over me sweet, painting with whipped cream. I think painting with whipped cream just sounds like great fun. So excellent write and very well done.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, she hits all of that, the Ride Your Carnival. So definitely hitting on the carnival atmosphere and the fact you get cherry funnel cakes or funnel cakes at the carnival. Why not have the funnel cakes draped and then painted with whipped cream as a nosh for the evening, so to speak? And that's what you indulge in my cake, drink tea with lace sugar cubes, kaleidoscope fun. The lace sugar cubes sits on that notion of LSD itself. It used to be, hey, you put your LSD on the drops as droppers on the cubes, stick one on your tongue, and drift off into the evening of magic. Bye, Betty. Thank you. All right, Jane, we're back to you.
Okay. Let me just see. Okay, here we go. I got the next one. Put this up, and I'm going to give it a read. And I'm going to pray I don't trip all over it like I've been doing. This is called Dumb Together by Bob Pallister. Oh, and we got Felon on the line. Hello, Felon.
Hey, I said I'm on golf.
Hey, Fel.
Yeah, I saw that. Okay, so this is called Dumb Together by Bob Pallister. Daring go up at the invisible. They still can't be seen. The boxes that we put them in become the cracks in between. The paving slabs that we lie flat amongst, inviting the feet of the prophets who keep looking up as they walk the streets. That they'll repurpose these slabs upright with our numbers inscribed in a row stretched halfway to eternity, the dream we've imbibed. We're such stoic, Spartan snowflakes, but the temperature's high, fallen in the ocean of believers that the sun has boiled dry. In a Trojan horse, excited at the glue factory door, making up the narrative we're fighting a war, adding up all our numbers in the absence of our hero, reaching the erroneous conclusion that the answer is zero. Dumb together, lights out, float to sea, and home.
Great read, Gene. Thank you very much. All right, Phil, you're the last one in the door. Let's start with you.
This is on Come Together. I really think the last stanza sums it up very nicely. In a Trojan horse, excited at the factory door, come together. I think that's kind of ironic, the way they did that, making up the narrative we're fighting a war, and if all the numbers in the absence of our hero reaching an enormous conclusion that the answer is zero. I think that is just genius in itself. I like the way they did that. It kind of just put a different take on that, and just very genius. I enjoyed it a great deal.
Thank you, Phil. Pam, how about you?
Yeah, I really liked this one. I thought it was just really thought-provoking and fun at the same time. I really like that title, Dumb Together. And I've known people like that, people who they're perfectly fine by themselves, but you get them with two or more buddies and they become like complete idiots. I really liked how the main message I got from this is the idea of a society blind to the cracks in the sidewalk. A couple of my favorite parts, well, of course, I absolutely just love the in a Trojan horse, excited at the glue factory, making up the narratives, we're fighting a war, adding up all our numbers in the absence of our hero. I like the idea of the making up of facts and the Trojan horse standing at the front of the glue factory, and we don't even necessarily understand that we're standing at the door of our own demise. So excellent write and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. All right, Jean, how about you?
I would just say, you know, I thought it was a clever and well done take on the prompt. A nicely penned, short and sweet, you know, not a long piece. I don't know if I would call it a brevity. Pam, is it a brevity? Oh, wait, Felon's here. Felon, is it a brevity?
I would say so. I think it's a brevity.
Okay. It's a good brevity. I said, yeah, I'm stupid, but the long lines, and it's kind of compacted, but I wasn't sure if it qualified. But definitely a nicely done piece and, you know, a clever take on the prompt. So I enjoyed it. Thank you very much, Bob Pallister.
I got a kick out of his AN right there. I've only just discovered that the line I've been hearing for 53 years as he got Trojan football is, in fact, he got toe jam football. A much inferior lyric, which wouldn't have inspired my references to Trojans and Spartans. Now, that's funny. I like that line in the Trojan Horse Excited at the Glue Factory door. That had me thinking of Soylent Green and all the people lined up going into the machine becoming the new food biscuit for the masses. So that was appropriate. I like it. And then with the walk, the working with the dump together, lights out, slow to see. Yeah, that does kind of hit the very same note. So nicely done, Bob. Thank you very much. I like this. All right, Jean, we're back at you.
Okay. Let me see. I need to find a piece for Helen.
I knew I was confused.
I have to find a piece for Helen. I have a piece for Helen. Okay. I'm going to put up a piece by Diane D. It's called There's an Air Raid in My Brain. Whatever
it would be my favorite to do this for her. It's for Diane D, and it's called This Is an Air Raid in My Brain. Speaky Duffs plus Turnip Jiggers. There's an air raid in my brain. Monkeys are out, mud wrestling, plants are dancing, and they're pots. I swallowed last night's dust, ran naked like a drunken iguana. True, the rose bushes. Now I walk like a kangaroo rat. This is hilarious. I'm out of Sunday till Friday. Didn't know there's a Saturday. Cock-a-doodle-doo, dead rooster. Frame a milkman for crime. Jumping through the rabbit snares, one toe was kind of left behind. Left myself a rainbow steeple, perched and pinned of a peacock. If you paint my story, sculpt it, you can pick out the sliver bits, leave a candle lit. You are done. Go make us a two-handed coffee. Scallop berries, mix it in salt. I just realized, I've wrapped it up. The sun calls me to serenade you to 2 minutes. You'll never get back. In plain.
Mary Fettle, thank you very much. All right, Jean, you get to kick this one out. What you got?
And hang on. I'm still on mute. I didn't want to get laughing. I thought it was a great piece by Diane. Definitely unique, well written. The humor in it was wonderful right from the gate. And I think that she did a fine job with it. I'm not sure how it fits together with the prompt, but that's okay. It was a good piece all by itself. So, the fact that it gave us all a smile and a laugh and a chuckle, and that's what matters most. So wonderful job, Diane, and thanks for sharing with us. Bye.
Thank you, Jean. Pam, step on in.
Yeah, I enjoyed this, the flow of the language and imagery. I really like that she went with the surrealistic vibe that the song. I thought this was the kind of write that keeps the brain running full throttle. There's wonderful humorous references. I swallowed last night's dusk, ran naked like a drunk iguana through the 3-foot rose bushes. Now I walk like a kangaroo rat. I'm out of Sunday till Friday. Didn't know there's a Saturday. Cock-a-doodle-doo, dead rooster, frame of milkman for the crime, jumping through the rabbit snares. I could keep going, but you just get the idea of someone who just has too many wild and crazy nights. Frame a milkman for the crime, jumping through the rabbit snares. I like jumping through the rabbit snares because it makes me think of the idea that they used to use rabbits to test whether or not a woman was pregnant. And so the saying, the rabbit didn't die meant, you didn't get her pregnant. So it kind of feels like this idea of this guy who just keeps missing, thankfully, on being the baby daddy, or maybe it's the woman jumping through the snares. I don't know. But either way, it's just got this fun craziness to it that I really appreciate. So very well done.
Thank you very much, Pam. And Phil, you read it. How about you?
I'll have whatever she's having, make it a double. I really like I really like how she really begins with "Figging doves plus turnip jiggers." There's an air raid in my brain, and that really just starts out. I mean, it really starts it out really nice because it's there. There's the air raid in her brain. It's just here comes the crazy, and it's fixing to you know just pound it out, and I think it did. And I like how she ended it. You know that last line in the second takes the last stanza. You are done to make us a two-handed coffee. Because this two-handed coffee, they can really knock you down if you put the right stuff in it. And I think that, you know, just, you know, she goes, and the sun calls me to serenade you. That's the 2 minutes you never get back. I think it's a great way of ending it. I think it's just genius what she wrote. And I think it's just the craziness of it. Just as the piece, I don't really know what the actual, prompt was. But this was just a great piece altogether. Enjoyed it. Diana did a great job.
She did. She had way too much fun with this one. And I like that opening up to the figgy duff plus turnip jiggers. Kind of hits on the notion of, yeah, there's a double indulgent there. That's why the air raid's coming in the brain, but especially with the monkeys are now mud rest and the planters are dancing in their pots. Nice touch there. I like that. But that second one, I swallowed last night's dusk, ran naked like a drunk iguana, chewed the 3-foot rose bushes. Now I walk like a kangaroo rat. Ooh, that got a little prickly with the naked dance through the rose bushes. Nice. Frame a milkman for the crime. That's a funny one. We didn't do it. The milkman did. Or who's the father of your child? It was the milkman. Anyway, the thought on the back end, scallop berries, mint, and salt. I just realized I have to wrap it up. Oh, now you realize you have to put a raincoat on that puppy? I think you might have missed that the first time around. And the thought, that's 2 minutes you'll not get back, kind of hits on the idea. Well, running pell-mell after the deed is done. I got mine. You ain't getting none of it. Bye. It was funny, Diane. Thank you very much. Hey, I got... Why don't you play us a little Gary Clark?
Okay, let's see. I have that one marked that way. Here it is.
Wait, should they go?
Someone just dropped, so I'm not sure if she'll be back. But...
Together, right now, over me.
that version was from the Justice League of 2017, that film.
Yeah.
All right. Where should we go next?
Well, let me see. I have one for you now, Mr. Rex. And
all
this
right.
is by Rorschach Adams. So whenever you are ready.
Shoot Me by Rorschach Adams. If six was nine, shot between the eyes of thighs, looking back is a ricochet, sign of the times, running for its life, see them coming, bedroom Betty Page kind, knee highs rippling in leather shine, deep blacks and purples lead to go-go, neon go-go's and hula hoop suicides, soup cans and lime, Warhol's telling truths, art isn't anything you can get away with, beatniks snap the coming of the revolution before it was nigh. Young and Dylan were rambling on, tin soldiers and stones rolling, moss knows no home, lands are far and wide in peril, drafted on the wind of Nixon theft. Three kings killed, Lucky Lyndon, magic bullet regicide, preambled by the Queen of Diamonds, overdosed Marilyn, stranger than fiction, silver screen life depictions, smell pungent and suspicion of mind, 86th and a catch 22, wafting a war on common sense. Justice is peaking, the counterbalance deceiving, wild hairs and notions of tokens. Free love is the motion, freakouts and love-ins at your doorsteps. We're marching in the madness of hallucinogens, reefer peepers peeking through doors of perception. Keyhole pleasures in excess lead to freedom, her mojo's rising. Moon man legs bounce and grooving, ultraviolet eyes are moving. Her nude silhouette seducing, the lines colored outside, can't walk them straight. Hippie sabotage daydreams, flower child petals line the pockets, in grass, lilies, and posies. Barefoot priestess has us on our knees. People are strange when Electric Ladyland plays. The soft parade, pinball whizzes give me shelter from the bad moon rising, with a little help from my friends. A whole lot of love and sugar for my cinnamon girl. Helter Skelter won't come for me and Bobby McGee. Woodstock and LSD, the 27 Club, and Timothy Leary come together. And boom. Wow. Nicely done there, Rorschach. All right, Pam, are you in the room?
Yes. And a great read there, Rex. I really liked this one. I loved all the cultural and historical references, especially to the music of the 60s and 70s. I always like when somebody brings up the 27 Club and the end lines of 27 Club and Timothy Leary come together. Kind of makes you think of like the best party in heaven you could ever think of. I really liked the flow in this. The imagery, the song references too, especially in that last stanza. I also like the alliteration. Free love is the motion, freaks out and loves ends at your doorsteps. We're marching in the madness of hallucinogens, reefer peepers peeking through doors of perception. You know, I like how in that stanza, it brings up the idea that this was a time period of you know, broadening the horizons of the mind as far as music and drugs and art go. So just a really wonderful write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
I have to say, I thought this was a great piece. There's so much packed into this poem, so much of everything. And I think that it made an excellent take on the poem. You know, in the end, it was all about all of this coming together within a period of time and within this rite. I mean, it was pretty amazing. So nicely done, and a great piece, Rorschach Adams. And thanks for sharing with us, as always.
Thank you very much, Jean. All right, yeah, this was quite the load up. The Shoot Me is apropos to the song itself because at the beginning here, shoot, and you get that little fuzz in. that was actually Shoot Me each time, but because of what the heavy bass line that Paul fit in, plus the little piano, that ends as being shoot, do, 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 and shoot, do, 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 for the, those three touches that he used in. So I like that as the title. Now, this, if six with nine kind of hit me up with the idea of all sixes and nines, a state of confusion, so to speak, shot between the eyes of eyes, looking back is a ricochet sign of the times, running for its life, see them coming, bedroom Betty Page kind. I like that. I don't know if that was deliberate or a reference to something else, but having Betty dropped in there as a note with this is kind of funny, especially with the Black Purples, leads to Neon Go-Go's and Hula Hoop Suicides. Funny. Then the reference to Warhol and his thoughts to painting and Beatniks and Revolution. And again, dropping in Young and Dylan, Neil Young and Bob Dylan, a good another sign of the time between those two songwriters. And of course, with Nixon and Lyndon, the Magic Bullet thoughts. And then Marilyn Overdose. And then 86 and a Catch-22 reference, Walking on a War of Common Sense. I like that too, the 86, the offering up the notion as being gone, taken out. And the Catch-22 is, well, now we're sitting in a bucket of pickles, so to speak. And then the thought, the free love is motion. Moon Man, Mojo's Rising. You've got references all across the stage here to the Who, Morrison, what else, Hendrix. And then that thought to finish up, Bobby McGee and Janis Joplin, 27 Club. And Timothy Leary as the idea of the acid. We can all walk that world together. All we got to do is take a hit and drift. Nicely done there, Rorschach. Thank you very much. That was quite the loaded piece. All right, Jean, we're coming back to you.
Okay, well, welcome back, me. No, more kidding. She's trying to be a smartass. Pam, Miss Pam, Miss Pam. Can I get you to read the next one for me? Oh,
ask the positive only.
Okay, okay. I think that was a yeah.
All right.
Nowhere Man by T. Perry. Thanks.
Yeah, this one, this is another fun one. The Nowhere Man by T. Perry 898. An elated, vegetated, antisocial reprobate boogied with a tiny monkey on the lawn of God's estate. Wearing walrus juju gumboots, he demanded to be free, singing everybody come together over me. He just got to be good looking, wearing feet beneath his knees, being something of a joker, he was doing what he pleased. Used to filter muddy waters and was grooving fit to burst and was shooting Coca-Cola to evaporate his thirst. Ono sideboard offered shelter when he had nowhere to hide. Falling off the roller coaster, holy roller hit a slide. He received an early warning and was featured on the news that said Mr. Toe Jam Football is addicted to the blues. Shoeshine monkey finger eyeball made it on the final take. In production's final cracker, sought to seize her lucky break. Edward Lear was blowing kisses from the hills of Chanclibor, while the walrus painted daydreams on a dark and distant shore. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. all right, Jean. Let's go to
I'm not
you.
Ready. I'm not ready.
You're not ready?
I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah,
I like this. I like the story. Offering up the Nowhere Man to as a lead-in, the title was a nice touch. The elated, vegetated, antisocial reprobate boogied with a tiny monkey on the lawn of God's estate. Wearing walrus juju gumboots, he demanded to be free. And was singing, everybody come together over me. That's kind of a reference to John himself, because at one point in the 60s, he made a quote that we're bigger than God. And boy, did he get a nice, harsh backslap at that moment in time. But it was just a touch of a joke, but maybe not. Now he makes a reference down here to Edward Lear was blowing kisses from the hills of Chankly Bore. I thought that that was good because Edward Lear was a poet who was known for his nonsense rhymes back in the 1800s. So that was a nice fit with this piece itself. While the walrus painted daydreams on a dark and distant shore, offering up that note again to John's quirky sort of musicality and lyricality. So that fits well. And he dressed it all up with a touch of what's in the song itself, the juju, the gum boots, the what else we got? Something of a joker, Ono's sideboard. He's got all the little nice touches in the song, but he's running in here with a matching up to his own thoughts. So nicely done, T. Thank you very much. Well, are you ready now, Gene? Or do we got to go another one?
Oh, kind of. I was kind of wandering around doing other things, not reading, and I was silly for doing that. I thought it was a great piece by T. Perry. I thought it was an awesome take on the prompt. I love how he incorporated the prompt plus into the poem and wrapped his words around those in a wonderful way, because it was kind of lighthearted. It wasn't pulled together tight with, you know, any kind of facts or it was just fun. It was fun it has a great sway to the words. And I thought he did an excellent job with that. Kim did a great job reading it. I want to thank you for that. But, yeah, really well done piece. So thank you, T. Perry. Absolutely.
All right. Pam, you got to read it. How about you?
Yeah, this is definitely a read that makes you smile and has some lines that can definitely trip up the tongue. I really like how it's a write that is a tribute to the song and to John Lennon writing it and the Beatles writing it. I like how he used the different lines of the songs almost as characters. The reference to being something of a joker, he was doing what he pleased, used to filter muddy waters and was grooving fit to burst, was a nice reference to the idea of being sued by muddy waters. I also like where he brought in the last stanza, Shoeshine Monkey Finger Eyeball made it on the final take, and production Spinal Cracker sought to seize her lucky break. It's I like that he brings in those thoughts of the parts of the song that didn't make it in until that final take. This was just clever, as Gene said, the way he just kind of uses the imagery in the song prompt and wraps it up in his own way. So excellent writing, very well done.
Wonderful. Thank you, Pam. All right, Gene, we're coming up to you.
Okay. I think I'm going to read the next one. I could be sorry. I hope I don't laugh it up. I'm telling you, he's tripping over my tongue. This is awful. But this is called Rinse and Repeat by Self-Rising Mojo. Walk 4 miles when a sky is pouring. Pain in your wrist is less. Dust settles, wet puddles. And suddenly the road has eyes. You've never cared for Elton John. But now you're a line and tiny dancer. The drum under its feet, your hum, is a sweep of its chorus. A quick two-step, not out of the question. Your scent is more petrichor than sweet. Not sweat, but a body steep and warm with no escaping. The fabric of your jacket. A hat with a long brim, and still your glasses need wipers. Vision blurs, your pants take on water, but your boots are dry and it sucks. A driver waves from the passing truck. The only sign of life, safe, where a pasture cow set to recline. Will you turn at the bridge? The river is an arrow pointing to bottom's drop here. Biblical in effect. Antediluvian. Rumors. No, it must have spread when really it's the sun on its knees. Scrubbing 6 years of stinging off its orange. Swearing up and down if it has to hear. The incorrect grammar is woke. used in a derogatory manner to describe passion for humans being one more time, it may never come out in the rain again. End poem.
Excellent read. Thank you, Jean. All right, Pam, why don't you kick us off?
Absolutely. Well, I was glad to see that Mojo was inspired to write for this contest. I always like his flow of words and his imagery and metaphors. I thought were brilliant. I like how this is about that idea of walking in the rain, but it's also deeper than that. The idea of the way the mind changes and the self changes over the years. I really like Never Cared for Elton John, but now you're a lion and tiny dancer, the drum under its feet. Your hum is the sweep of its chorus, a quick two-step. I also liked his word choices like petrichor and antediluvian. I thought those were really great word choices. It just really speaks to me on the idea of the downpours of life that kind of wash the sand out of our eyes and make us over the years better able to see those like twisted half-truths. So excellent write and very well done.
Well, thank you, Pam. And Jean, you got to read it. How about you?
You know, I thought that this was a great take on the chosen prompt. He got early warning. He got muddy water. He won Mojo Filter. I believe the lines that Self Horizon had pulled those off nicely in the piece. I still feel like I mutilated it, and I apologize if I did. But I thought there were so many clever thoughts and lines running throughout this piece. And it was a great take on the prompt, and well done. So wonderfully penned piece, and thank you, Self Horizon Mojo. Always good to hear your work. Enjoy.
Thank you very much. The bottom end of this kind of hits on that note of frustration, heavy frustration, because it hits on the antediluvian rumors. Noah must have spread when really it's the sun on its knees, scrubbing 6 years of stain off its orange, swearing up and down. If it has to hear the incorrect grammar of woke used in a derogatory manner to describe compassion for humans being one more time, it may never come out of the rain again. There's that notion of what used to be the logo and slogan for Morton Salt. If it rains, it pours. Reference both to rain itself as well as the salt. So that double thought within this kind of hits on the idea of we've gone a little bit too far over the edge, and we're getting washed away with the steaming pile of detritus that is coming our way once more. And it sucks. Nicely done, Mojo. Thank you very much. All right. We're up near the top of the hour, so why don't we do the original?
We're ready when you are.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. All right.
Okay, Rex. Well, after that, I'm going to play a piece by Eric Stenson. So
oh,
here
cool.
We go. The Summer of 69 by Eric Stenson. And one.
Summer of 69. Craggy Auntie Aggie, tell me about the summer of 69. Indigo eyes will pull psychedelics. One, two, or three. Which number, sunny boy? Number three. Please redesign turpentine, my sweet Valentine. Huh? One, two, or three, sugar plum? Three, please. Reassign, recombine, or redefine. She smiles, faded hair rose, but craggy Auntie Aggie is no Delta Dawn. Holy smoke, craggy Auntie Aggie, what are you saying? Mine time is precious, sweet porcupine, speed up. Speed up to where? Your last number choice, laddie. Totally spaced out, but persistent, I replied. Three, craggy Auntie Aggie. Disincline any columbine concubine. Oh, cut to the chase, craggy Auntie Aggie. Tell me more about the summer of 69, please. My mind labyrinthine is my macropine where I intertwine. Ah, so you did do Woodstock, didn't you? Craggy Auntie Aggie does a darling stiff upper lip. Dear boy, I'm British, remember? And late Queen Lizzie made me an esteemed parliament member. Came together with the Beatles on a few occasions. You're kidding me, Lady Craggy Auntie Aggie, Google Oogle Lena. One more number, please. One, two, or three, before I cough up phlegm's third degree. Bob's your angst-ridden nephew thrice removed. Three again. Always Anticline, Ballantine, and Herobrine. My deadpan face glazed over in protest. That's exactly what I told the Beetle Boys in 69. Take a break, lighten up. Get a grip with nonsensical R&R. Shoo. Still don't get a grip on the summer of 69 story. That's because you can't do sums, dear boy. You only needed three threes. But typical millennial, you chose four threes. So, 3 + 3 = 6. Or 3 + 3 + 3 = 9. Easy as pie. Now be a sweet possum and go forth. Dame Edna and I have a discreet 69 rendezvous. End nonsensical poem.
Wonderful read, Eric. Thank you very much for the sound bath. And I'm glad you managed to keep it together until that last end line and still drop a little laugh with end nonsensical poem. Nicely done. All right, Pam, what do you think?
Oh, my gosh. This was so much fun. I love that he called it a nonsensical poem with the end nonsensical poem, but it didn't feel 100% nonsensical. I really liked the back and forth conversation, the complete ridiculousness of it, this kind of you know, old lady flower child of the 60s. You know, I like and trying to get her nephew to understand her. I like the imagery all the way through, the use of the numbers, the way he just seemed to have so much fun with this. I really like She Smiles, Faded Hair Rose, but Craggy Aunt Aggie is no Delta Dawn. Holy smoke, Craggy Aunt Aggie. What are you saying? My time is precious, sweet porcupine. Speed up to where? Your last number choice, laddie. It's just this ridiculous bit of confusion that, like, puts a smile on your face because, you know, as it says, oh, cut to the chase, Craggy Auntie Aggie. Like, the one person wants to get straight to the point, and the auntie is all like, you know what, let's just enjoy the trip. Let's enjoy the conversation. So, excellent write and very well done.
Well, thank you. And Jean, what do you think about this?
Okay, I'll say it over mute. I thought Eric did a great job with this. I thought it was taking the prompt and great humor all throughout. I love the dialogue that went through the piece. But the great unexpected ending, I did get a good chuckle out of that. Go Eric, you know, because it was very unexpected from him as well. And I think it was just nicely done. So thanks, Eric, and a great job with this piece. And thanks for sharing.
It was, because he ran three throughout this. Redesign, Turpentine, Valentine, Reassign, Recombine, or Redefine. Please pick one. And it was always that number three. And again, going into a new line of bit of strangeness, so to speak. Your last number choice, laddie. Totally spaced out, but persistent. I replied, three, Craggy, Auntie, Aggie. Disinclined, any Columbine, Concubine. And oh, cut to the chase, Craggy, Auntie, Aggie. Then further down, hits on that. Did you go to Woodstock?
Well,
I was I'm a member of British, I'm British member, and late Queen Lizzie made me an esteemed Parliament member. I came together with the Beatles on a few occasions. Again, the number, please. Three, once more. I think Bob's, your angst-ridden nephew, thrice removed, was a nice touch. You hit, I think, on that notion of Bob's your uncle. And three keeps coming up and keeps rolling through. Even the thought of 69 itself as the opening note, the summer of 69, rolls in threes. But I like the back end of this was perfect. You only need three threes. You chose four threes. Three plus three equals six, or three plus three equals nine. Easy as pie. Now be a sweet parson and go forth. Dame Edna and I have a discreet 69 rendezvous, which was probably one of the funniest things to finish this off, and then ending with the end nonsensical poem, and he could barely hold himself together at that point because it hit all the right notes with threes all the way through, and it was, it did leave, probably left him as glazed over as his character in this piece to begin with. So, nicely done, Eric. All right, Gene, we're coming back to you.
Okay, Rex, well, I'm going to bring this back to you again, and this is called Surreal Literation by Pee Wee Cusson. So, whenever you're ready.
Surreal Literation by Pee Wee Cusson. Sealed up tight in recombinant dreams, naively navigating night's neon seas, cornucopia of collateral connotations eviscerate the chords of our creation. Indescribable indecision leaves black incisions hovering in division of visions. Time and all its relations, alleviations, suffering quite twice told triangulation. Genuine rhymes of and from end time, grab an elixir to fix a mixer of dixer. Can you even see it from in the inside? In its ebb of unwavering undulations, vexing vim and vigor's vindication, a vile vernacular verging vacuous vanity's insanity of dead Dracula's. Selling stupid sows, suds, silaging, the celibate sensation of super celery. Fledgling fleas, please, these to mine, Mercury's minuscule map of time. Lewd and lascivious, longing, leaving, long-lasting legs, lightly glittering, illiterate to compensate amalgamation, sensational creation of latent nations. Genuine rhymes, often from end time, grab an elixir to fix a mixer of dixer. Can you even see it from the inside? It still bill will kill all balls of the fall, more walls or balls until they're denied. Come on now, let's go for a ride. End poem. That was a mouthful of alliteration. All right, Pam.
Oh, my goodness, right? That was totally a great read there. I have to say, I really like this title, the combining of surreal and alliteration. It's like having a warning sign flash before your eyes just before you're about to read a poem, so you know what you're getting into. This has excellent end and inner rhyme, of course, great alliteration. Like, you know, normally you'd say it was overboard with the alliteration, but that's the whole freaking point. It's supposed to be. I really thought that this was a really excellent. The main idea that I got from it was the idea of a topsy-turvy world bouncing to the beat of end times. I really like it's in its ebb of unwavering undulations, vexing vim and vigors, vindication of vile vernacular, virgin vacuous vanities, insanity of dead Draculas, sowing stupid sow suds, silaging the celibate sensations of super celery. You know, there's this great flow of thoughts, and of course, sensational creation of latent nations. This whole flow of thoughts of the dead and the lazy and the willing to party, it's like a whole just epic trip of people tripping over themselves. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Dale. All right, Jean, now that you've had a breather to look at the voice, what do you think?
Let me just tell you something. I am so glad I didn't go to read this one, because I can't read just a sentence, let alone having to do the tongue twisters. I mean, great read, right? Yes. What did I say? I thought it was a fun piece. Great use of the tongue twisting alliteration. It was very well penned. Nice job, Pee Wee. You know, I was kind of like looking to tie it in with the song, and then I realized it wasn't that. So, and it's fine. You know, it was a well-done piece and a clever piece at that. That's a long time to carry that kind of a thought and make it all the way down to that bottom without losing it. And I would have lost it. So excellent job, Pee-wee. Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you, guys. There seems to be some deeper thought buried within this, too, because you look at that first one, recombinant dreams, naively navigating night's neon seas, cornucopia of collateral connotations, eviscerates the chords of our creation. Kind of note messing with the gene pool, offering up gene therapy as a maybe we shouldn't be going there. Then I thought black incision covering in the division of vision, time and all its relations, alleviations, suffering quite twice told, triangulation. Cutting loose the base of humanity from each other. And I did like that three-line mix that he threw in here. Genuine rhymes, often from end time. Grab an elixir to fix a mixer of elixir. Can you even see it from the inside? There's a whole lot going on in here. I'm going to have to read into a bit more. But it does kind of paint the avenue of... that thought, come on now, let's go for a ride. What's going on here? You don't know because you're not asking, and you might not like the end result. Nicely done, Pee Wee. Thank you very much. All right, James, we're back to you.
Okay, so, well, the next piece I'm going to put up is for Pam to read. And Pam, if you would be so kind as to give us a read. Be intimidated.
Yeah.
I know this is a very good poet.
Well, we hope anyways. All right. Procuring a quick look at a paradise parade. Rain is pouring steadily in Coca-Cola dreams. Field mice and cat hair lice let out tiny muted screams. Jumping in the puddles is a ritual to rally people and porpoises that dive and dilly-dally. Mockery of melodies, rubber on the thighs, the snapping of the band, clustered wheres and whys. Flower seeds between blades are growing ever dim. Crows that caw hold the saw of a ragman who is slim. Spoonfuls of squirrel gumbo greasing up the gullet. The gullible, the fallible are combing through the mullet. Merry-making musings of the player's promenade. Garbage and the grandstands in a paradise parade. Curses and the curse words opening up the book. Franklin and his fanny are procuring a quick look. Come see, said the circus man, baboons with two heads, screeching, preaching, marketing, muck thrown to the dead. Pieces in the drugs of peace all slowly come together, in the snore beyond the storm with predictions of false weather. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. All right, Jean. There's a nice little tidbit in there just for you.
Just for me. Uh-oh. She must have said something bad. I missed it. I don't know. No?
You think you're talking about the spoonful of squirrel gumbo?
Spoonful of squirrel gumbo.
Gumbo. I said maybe it was the curses and the curse words opening up the book. That's what I thought she was referring to me, because, you know, we all know how I can be. I get squirrel. No squirrel gumbo, Pam. I can't do squirrel gumbo. I cannot come for dinner that night. I'm so sorry. You know? No. Cannot do it. But that's terrible to do that to a squirrel. Although that last one got a little nasty before I turned them loose. It might have been an idea. I should have thought about that. But as always, Pam, this is a wonderful piece by you. You know, you always have a handle on the topic, the prompt. You know, you it's like you get out your damn knitting needles and some steel wool, and every time you sit there and you knit us a goddamn motorcycle. I'm not quite sure how you pull that off, but you do. Because you take that prompt and you just weave something together that fits it so well, you know, in one aspect or another. And I find that to be admirable, you know. I think I'm really jealous. I mean, Christmas, I'm lucky I can write my name these days. And I think it is. I think it's just amazing what you do with the words and how you put it all together. And this is no exception to that. Wonderful job. Wonderful job. Squirrel gumbo. No, Rex, the squirrel gumbo is for you. I like them when they're so furry and cute. And they hop around.
No reason to fight over my squirrel gumbo. There's enough for everybody. We can all get to come together and share.
You can all have my portion. I'm sharing a lot. I am. It's okay. I don't mind.
Well, squirrel stew is good.
Can't do it, Rex. How much
well, you
tell me that?
Not cold. Just come on down to the Roadkill Cafe. We got what's cooking for you.
No, cannot do it. I cannot do it.
Nope. A little tossing patty whack flavor.
Nope, I don't even want to smell it walking through the room.
The chef got a special up today. It's called skunk. And the pouch was taken out first, so you don't get the extra flavor-filled motion of a loosened...
Oh, my God.
Oh, speaking of skunks, you know they got to dig their claws in the ground before they fire off a dose? Otherwise, they're just going along with it. like a jet plane.
Oh. Well, that's an interesting thing.
Well, if you ever encounter one and they start digging their claws in the ground, you better haul ass and leave.
I don't know. I always heard they used to do a little dance before they started. Yes, yes. My girlfriend told me that. She says, have you ever watched them? They'll start tapping their feet and dancing, and then look out because they've had enough. I went, okay. I said, well, we don't have to worry about that because I'm staying over here. I'll stay over here and I'll talk to them the whole time they're out there. But I'm sure they're not getting close. Nope.
All right. I guess I've got to say something. All right. Rain is pouring steadily in Coca-Cola dreams. Few mice and care hotlines let out tiny new kid screens. Boy, does that hit on the note of, yes, come to America where there is a field of dreams, except the field is never yours because you're on the low end of things. Jumping in the puddles is a ritual to rally people and porpoises that dive and dilly-dally. It's on the notion of, hey, we got the Coliseum here. We'll feed you, we'll clothe you, we'll put you in with good old fun and games and just shit on you afterwards. Spoonfuls of squirrel gumbo. I did like that one. Greasing up the gullible, the foul mark combing through the mullet. Boy, that kind of hits on, hey, yeah, we'll get rid of them, and then we'll put them in your hometown. Then again, the merrymaking uses points again right down to the Coliseum, garbage in the grandstand and a paradise parade. Yeah, you're all smelling the same shit, and it's yours. The Franklin and the Fanny, I thought that was good. Franklin kind of hitting on the notion of big banking and Fanny, the Fannie Mae cookbook, which just rips you off in the end because, you know what, when it crashes, you get to pay for it anyway. Pieces of the drugs of peace that slowly come together in the snow beyond the storm with predictions of false weather. That's just the news. That's never good news, always bad news, because there's no truth in it.
Well, thank you, Rex. I really appreciate your thoughtful observations there. Very cool.
You're welcome.
And thank you for the inspiration.
Oh, this was something different. It was different. It needs to be put out there because it is definitely a bit of a warped humor.
It is. It's been so much fun tonight to see the different takes that people have had from this song. I really enjoyed it.
We have as many.
All right, what you got next, Jean?
We have as many different directions coming at us in poetry as we had retakes on the song. It's amazing.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Let me see now. The next thing that I am going to... Oh, I'm going to read one. It's a short one. So get excited. But this is by Weaver of Dreams. And it's called Tick-Tock Princess by Weaver of Dreams. I'm a TikTok princess with 10 million views. Yeah, my outfit. I've got Coke and that other thing. It's called, wait for it, yes, Sprite. So come right now over me. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. All right, Pam.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, this was an awesome brevity. Great humor. It just cracks you up. That whole idea of the 15 minutes of fame, and I like that she brings in the TikTok with the idea of I wake up early to pick out my outfits. Like their whole purpose is to present themselves in a way that gets them those 10 million views. And what sells better than, you know, drugs, sex, and good outfits? So excellent fun life and very well done.
Not necessarily in that order, everybody. Not necessarily in that order. God.
Wow. All right, Jean, you got to read it. What about you?
I think we were sent to, but it was a good piece. It was cute. It was funny. She said it was inspired by the last seven lines of the prompt. So I went to the prompt and we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This is what we got. He roller coaster. He got early warning. He got muddy water. He won mojo filter. He say, 1 and 1 and 1 is 3. Got to be good looking because he's so hard to see. Come together. Right now, over me. They were the ones that got her. So more power to her. I just thought it was a clever piece. It came out of nowhere. And as Pam said, and I said before as well, we have pieces coming from all different directions. And it's just where you take it to. And I thought it was clever. So nice job, Weaver. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes. For definitely the shorter end of brevity, because this is definitely the shorter end of brevity. 2, 4, 7 lines. I'll walk within the 7 lines and wrote exactly 7 lines. I like that. I think funny she went with the TikTok princess, and because it's 10 million views, I wake up early to pick out my outfits. I thought right away, okay, this is about those OnlyFans girls, and I've got Coke, that other thing. It's called, wait for it, yes, Sprite, a little off-brand joke there, well, from the same company, but still. And then, so come right now over me, kind of bites at the angle. Yes, you're walking into the field of dreams here, Kate, and it's definitely not coming up roses, except for the cash they're hauling in. But then again, everybody's seen and knows what they've got, and that's kind of it. Kind of hits the notion of, hey, you're giving away all the milk, but now he's going to buy the cow. All right. Well, I think we have only got 3 left, so we might need to play a song right here. So we should do Aerosmith.
Yeah, let me look and say 1, 2, 3. Well, yes, Rex, we do have 3, but I'm sure I should have just. And we're going to do Aerosmith. Oh, yeah. I gotta turn my, I gotta mute myself again. Here we go.
Feel his disease.
do.
All right. Yowza.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
Where do we go then?
I think we should do that song. Where do we go now? Where do we? What is that song? Yes, you need to make
it's
that a prompt for one
of. It's from
Guns
N' Roses, but I can't remember the name of it.
There you go. See, that's why I don't remember it, because that was like after my time, different generation. Okay, here we go. I'm old, you know. Okay, Rex, I think I'm going to have you read next. So here
All right.
we go. This is called Jammed Together. Hi, Intimidus Rex.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, no, I didn't see the sound clap. I'll do that. Sam, can I get you to read the next one?
That's a positive absolutely.
Okay.
Let me
grab up that sound clap. Sorry, Rex.
Sure. All right, Come in Peace by Lockdown Larks. Come on and party for peace, who doesn't want to be free? You can't do it on a leash, so come on and run with me. You want to take a ride, a ticket you got to buy, else you'll have to hide, and no way will peace fly. We got to get over the moon or get on a cool breeze. Everyone must move soon or get caught in the freeze. Come on and party for peace. Who doesn't want to be free? You can't do it on a leash, so come on and run with me. Need your feet on the ground, move them till they ache. Party to the peace sound, gotta stop those who take. So let's go to the peace ball, head off the stormy weather. This thing's gonna kill us all, so we gotta get together. Come on and party for peace. Who doesn't want to be free? You can't do it on a leash, so come on and run with me. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. And Lark actually hit on what I hit the opening of the show with. Originally initiated by Lennon as a campaign peace song for Timothy Leary, with a bit of Barry chucked in and so. And that's right. This does walk that angle. Come on, party for peace. That was, like I said, that was Leary's thought, come together, party for peace. So he walks that angle, and he cuts it down a bit, come on, party for peace, that walks lower that. And then he hits a couple of Beatles songs. You want to take a ride, a ticket you got to buy, a ticket to ride, one of their earlier songs. And also references peace, so he's hitting on Lennon's music from the early 70s as well, after he split with the Beatles. And Stormy Weather, that hits on an even older song, Stormy Weather itself. I like that. And you can't do it on a leash, so come on and run with me. A kind of, hey, if you're going to be locked into something, be walked around like you're on a leash, you know what? Come on over. Let's get past the idea of being told what we have to do. Let's run free and do what we need to do. Nicely done, Lockdown. Thank you. Jane, how about you? Okay.
Well, Lockdown Mark did a nice job with this piece. I was intrigued by the chorus. Kind of set the whole mood to it. But I'm looking to see, originally initiated by Lennon, campaign peace song for Timothy Leary with a bit of Barry chucked in. So I think that, you know, he really did nail that in the chorus alone. You know, come on and party for peace. He doesn't want to be free. He can't do it on a leash. So come on and run with me. You know, I think that that was a great what do I want to say? It was just a great thread to run through the whole piece. And I think that he did a great job with that.
I think his other three stanzas were well done also. So it was a good take on the prompt, definitely. Well done.
Thank you, Jean. All right, Pam, what about you?
I just had great imagery, fun rhyme. When I was reading this, I got the song, "You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party" by the Beastie Boys going through my head. It just popped on in there for the ride. I really did like that chorus with the idea of running to be free. I also really like "Need Your Feet on the Ground, Move Them Till They Ache, Party to the Peace Sound, Gotta Stop Those Who Take." So let's go to the peace ball. It's the idea of you're not going to get what you want unless you work hard for it and work together. So excellent write and very well done.
Oh, thank you, guys. And since we're rolling, let's do a little Godsmack.
Okie doke, you got it. Here we almost go. That's me. Where is it? Doggone it. There it is. Here we go.
Grooving up slowly, he got juju eyeballs.
Nice. I brought this one along because that was the song Gary Clark Jr. worked off of when he was producing the song for the Justice League movie. He based it off of this version.
Cool little tidbit to know.
That's great. Absolutely. So you know, Pam, I sent you a message. And Rex, I have that audio loaded. So I guess I'll set that up. Oh, don't sound so thrilled. Okay. Here we go.
I'm not pleased with this one. I hate my microphone. I need a new one.
Uh-oh. I'll see if I can dig one up. I'll make you a picture. Maybe that'll work out. Okay, here we go. And this is Rex by Rex called Jam Together.
See that old blacktop, it's rolling up lonely. There's Moogoo Guy Panshee, a moldy oldie, got hair between her teeth. Has to be a tweaker, cause she gets no relief. She wears no hobnails, plays hammer toe mothball, is a funky slinker that shoots coca mocha and says, I know me, I know you. All I can tell you is let's come unglued, jam together, yeah, raspberry stew. She a sack collection, get some hobo gumbo dining on a broadsword. She one vagrant cranker, those knobbly knees upon Beat Street. Fold you in her arms so you can know her dis-ease. Jam together, yeah, raspberry stew. Her final notice comes early morning. She chucked Berry Mistress Mojo Dying, who says, woe is you. Has to be sad looking, cause she's yesterday's cue. Jam together, raspberry stew.
Oh, God, right. God, Pam, what you got to say?
Oh, my gosh, this cracked me up. Raspberries, jam together raspberry stew. Talk about getting seeds caught between the teeth. Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, your singing of it was awesome. Wonderful song parody, just spot on, as always. I love your creativity. I love your ability to use visceral imagery in humor that is just downright sticky. As I said, this is like a slew of stews and a toenail brew. Love the sticky humor. Wicked fun lines. I really like She's a Sack Collection. Get some hobo gumbo dining on broadsword. She won vagrant cranker. Those knobby knees upon Beat Street fold you in her arms so you can know her dis-ease. I really love that you played with the word disease to be spread out to dis-ease. So very cool, right? And great fun to listen to.
Thank you, Pam.
Oh, right. I swear. Between Pam and her knitting needles and you just, you always floor me with your cakes on things. I thought that this was a great piece, a great parody for sure on the prompt. And you're jammed together. Raspberry stew. I just wasn't expecting it. And I'm looking at it and going, okay. So it was just a funny piece. I thought it was clever and creative, and I think you did an excellent job. So, well done. Well done. And a great
thank
audio,
you.
Too. Yeah, enjoyed it. Now, Rex, what did you think about that piece? Just saying.
Actually, it was a quick write. It only took me 20 minutes to get it all together and then just make sure the lines were tight. And I had fun doing it.
Uh-huh.
And it is a,
good.
It is definitely an irreverent oddball piece.
Irreverent and oddball is fun.
And they must go hand in hand. Absolutely. That's my thoughts on that. Absolutely. So, that brings us to our final piece for the night. Now, do you want me to play another song, Rex?
No, I we'll do this one because we're going to go with that that Justin Johnson one where he does the it's just
okay.
A musical piece, but it's the nice swamp blues piece, which really sounds
okay.
Good.
That's fine by me. Okay, the last piece for the night is by Lou Wildow. And Pam, I sent it to you on your messenger because I was having some trouble reading the words. So here we go.
All right. So,
no, that's
this is, am I off mute? Let me check. Yes, I am. Okay.
Yes, you are.
All right. Barreled shotgun, magic minds, lucid hallucinations ride. By Lou Wildow. Boots, freedom, steps, jigging, snapping, fingers grooving, stagnant attitudes, struggling mentally, green moolah, simply, flows out of weathered, stained, tattered leather, recovery, battling, rattled, depression, lost, napkins, poetry, whipping, crying, runny nose, stuffed in pocket, sugar coat, cracked, hungry lips, just coffee, no tips, hardships, lies, flounder, picking, pink bubblegum under, bus seat, wide, busy street, mortal cities, combat, squeezed, between spreading, organisms spreading, cellular, bloodshot, watery, eye diseases, ring bell, stop, steps, execute, painful, knockdown, soldier, snapping, metal cane, spine, craving, sweet, skunky, Mary, Nams, swampy, jungle, boondock, searching, freedom's bird, hooch, living quarters, layered boxes next to brick wall, lighting mescaline, endurance hardships, laying and strung out, hallucination, and poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, what do you think? Or would you like me to go first?
I guess I have to go first.
Okay. She's walking it back in time to the day. Boots, freedom, steps, jigging, snapping fingers, grooving, stagnant attitudes. The green moolah, the thought with the boots, freedom, hitting on that notion of the soldiers in there, which she referenced down near bottom. But it's also hitting on the coming back, battling, rattled, depression, lost, napkin poetry, whipping, crying, runny nose, stuff in pocket, sugar coat. So it's hitting on the scene of those who couldn't, who aren't able to reintegrate properly back into society once they've gone through times like that, much like the guys coming home today from Afghanistan and Iraq, very much doing the same thing. The sort of pink bubblegum under a bus seat, the wide, busy street, mortal cities combat. Nice touch on the mortal combat there, but now it's sitting in our own cities, spreading organisms, spreading cellular, bloodshot, watery eyes, diseases, ring bell, stop, and knockdown soldier. Again, she hits on that, where was it? Hooch, living quarters, lead boxes next to brick wall. The hooch refers to the what they call the homes of Vietnam, but hooch also hits on the notion of booze itself. Now, this is coming home. We find those cardboard boxes in the alleyways, which a lot of people are living into. And the back end, the mescaline, endurance hardships, laying out, strung out, hallucination, ever living, never getting fully out of the role of that venue. All right, Jean, we're coming to you.
Okay, sorry. I was kind of like perusing the write again. I was trying to figure out where Kelly like pulled all this together with the song. She's a different version, of course, at the end of hers. Again, another one, Rex. You missed it. How did you miss it? No, I'm kidding. But I thought it was an intriguing write for the topic. And I thought that it was packed full of facts and thought, you know, and it had to do with addictions and what have you. Because again, in our author's notes, I mean, she went on to say, political wars, mental and civilian life to survive. Many times some sort of addiction was used in various things to deal with pain and cultural ideals. And I thought that that was pretty interesting way to go with this. Again, you know, as we said before, you know, there's so many different directions that these poems are coming from. But I think she did a fine job. And excellent work, Lydia. You know, short lines. You know, I like how she put the single words in between, you know, to put emphasis on. And I think that, I think that she really did. It was a great, great and very fact-filled. That was a great job. Thank you.
Nice. All right, Sarah Pam, how about you since you read it?
Yeah, this was brilliant. It was really hard-hitting. I liked how she spaced her lines so that there was this read that had a very beat poet feel to it. I like how she touches on the idea of the more serious aspect of this time period right after the Vietnam War, when soldiers, who, as you were saying, were adjusting to society and, you know, dealing with addictions. I really like snapping metal cane spine, craving sweet skunky Mary Nams, swampy jungle boondock searching freedom's bird, hooch living quarters. You know, it's a wonderful reference to the times and the experience of soldiers rejected after being come back to war and finding comfort in what and in the addictions that they find. Excellent write and very well done.
All right. Hey, we got one more piece in there. You missed there, Jean.
I did? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What did I miss?
And I stuck it on the board. Nigel won't come together.
Oh, I did. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that.
That's all right. I thought something's missing.
Yes, you are correct. Okay, here we go. Oh, you put it up. There you go. Okay, Rex, whenever you're ready.
All right, this one's called Nigel Won't Come Together by Lawrence 67. Hey, that sounds like my cat Nigel. He be getting up slowly because he got sleep in his eyeballs and a sticker in his paw. He got a mean disposition because he be playing in the yard, chasing Ralph the dog and some lizards and frogs. Nigel don't come together, not at all. He be chasing the ball and scratching the walls, and the curtains will fall, and he don't mind at all. Nigel won't come together, not at all. We love rhythm and rhyme because Rex is our boy. He got film in my eyes, and Pam is surprised because the cats can sing, but it's time to run because here comes a stiletto shoe. And so we run together from Pam's shoe and an end poem. And it's back to you, Gene. And what the hell, Rex? Sorry about that, Gene. Pam. Hey, Eugene. I mean, Bad Rex. And boom.
Oh, my God.
All right, Pam, you get first dibs.
Oh my gosh. He's so got you, Rex. Like, he so did a great imitation of you with your drawn out Jane. Oh my gosh, this was great humor.
Yeah.
I really liked this all the way through. You did a wonderful read of that, Rex. Great performance. I loved where he made the parts that were a parody. Fun all the way through, great humor. I loved how he did the references to all three of us and the shows, and the things the things that we say back and forth. I'm not exactly sure when and where I ever threw a show or said bad Rex, but still it cracks me up. I love it. So excellent write and very well done.
Nice, Pam. Thank you very much. And Gene.
He's funny. Look out for Pam and them stilettos, man. She pulls them out. We're in big trouble around here. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. I thought it was a fun piece. I think it was a fun piece. I thought it was funny how he, hit on the show and Rex and Pam and myself. And, there's a lot of humor to it, as usual, because 67 puts up the 20 pieces for Rex to read. And Rex did a great job with that, reading it. So well done.
That was a blast for a piece. I enjoyed it. It's funny. And the fact that he picks little tidbits here and there to incorporate and have some fun with it. And still rolling in Nigel as part of the his main emphasis, the cat and the dog and just the antics they get into, and just the shoe angle, which he's used a few times, coming off the walls. Nicely done, Lawrence. Thank you very much. That was a blast of a piece. All right.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, now we're at the back end of things. So we had a lot of fun with this quirky bit of lyricality. So thank you, Gene. Pam, Felon, Pee Wee Jeremy for the boards. Thank you guys very much. And we'll be doing this again next week. I've got a Grateful Dead song on the menu for next week. So that one's, what is that one? That one's called, hang on, I'll tell you. It is, oh, right, wrong one. It's Star. Oh, bloody hell. It's called Dark Star.
Dark Star.
Yeah, it's only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's only got 11 lines in the piece itself, and the song's about 2.5 minutes long, but it's deep in the retrospective angle of the voice used and the words offered up, because it's got one line in here that's run through twice. It hits on the through the transit nightfall of diamonds. That's the finishing line.
Nice. Absolutely. Okay. Well, it was a great show tonight, Rex. Great prompts, great reads, great comments. And, a wonderful job. Great choice. Much enjoyed.
Yeah. Had lots of fun. All right.
Okay. Well, that is it for today. No shows after tonight. And tomorrow is Lou Wildove and the Garden of Enlightenment. So everyone has not been and visit. We will be here. Well, should be fun. So,
absolutely. All right, gang.
Okay.
Have a good evening, and see you in the next one.
You do the same. Absolutely. Take care now.
Good night, all.
Good night.